KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police have opened an inquest docket after two people were killed in a fire believed to have been caused by a cell phone that exploded in Phoenix. The victims are believed to be a brother and sister. KZN VIP Ambulance Services' Gareth Naidu says they responded to the fire at the home yesterday. He says it caused extensive damage.
KZN VIP received multiple distress calls from residents in the area requesting assistance. It was established that two people at the time were trapped in the house, which was engulfed in flames. It's believed that the fire started from the lounge area where a sofa caught light and a phone was charging on the sofa. It was a male and female that was sadly deceased, both within the late 20s, early 30s.
The chair of the Standing Committee on Public Accounts says the 60 billion rand shortfall in the budget can be bridged without raising taxes. Zongezo Zibi has been speaking at a briefing by the chairpersons of the finance cluster in Parliament. Zibi believes the government's borrowing too much while spending poorly. He says not enough is being done to eliminate financial losses, adding that the government should have a serious conversation about measures to save more money.
This 60 billion rand shortfall that we're trying to sort out with this postponement of the budget can come from this saving.
We are borrowing too much while spending inefficiently or allowing money to be stolen. In 2014-2015, government debt was 1.79 trillion. In the financial year 2023-2024, it was 5.26 trillion. So we have borrowed an additional 2.6, 2.7 trillion and we have nothing to show for it.
The DA has welcomed Police Minister Senzo Mqunu's decision to dismiss National Crime Intelligence head Dumisani Khumalo. Khumalo's removal comes after he failed to disband the Political Killings Task Team as directed. DA spokesperson on state security, Diane Kola-Barnard, says Mqunu should take further action against what she says is a corruption and inefficiency within the SAPS.
The rebuilding of crime intelligence is a critical moment for the SAPS. The senior ranks of SAPS crime intelligence have been riddled with allegations of impropriety and corruption. From questionable procurements to allegations of obstruction of justice and multi-million rand thefts, the minister has a long road ahead in saving crime intelligence from itself.
And Canada's incoming Prime Minister has struck a defiant note as he vowed to win US President Donald Trump's trade war. The Liberal Party overwhelmingly elected Mark Carney to succeed Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The former central banker told supporters in Ottawa that they didn't ask for this fight with Trump, but that Canadians are always ready when someone else drops the gloves. He also stressed that Canada will never, ever be part of the U.S. in response to Trump's ambition to annex the neighboring country and make it the U.S.'s 51st state. He has also thrown trade with Canada into chaos with on and off tariffs. Canada must still hold elections by October. The top story, police have opened an inquest docket after two people were killed in a fire believed to have been caused by a cell phone that exploded at a house in Phoenix. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins are going to host the Titans in the One Day Cup qualifier on Wednesday. England's Harry Brook could face a two-year IPL ban after withdrawing from this year's edition. And Ireland dropped to third in the Rugby World Rankings after France drubbing in the Six Nations.